Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabart's here. Jeff's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going all the way back to 1999. He's our micropreneur expert. He's out there at the worm cam level. And I want to see what's going on out there at the worm cam level. Jeffrey is an award-winning journalist, the author of Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking and Telecommuting, three different books that are still very important. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
I think I'm appreciative of that.
The worm cam level.
I've never heard that used before.
No one's ever used it before.
Granular.
I just did it for the first time ever.
There you go. We'll see if that catches on.
What could be more
mainstream media, then we'll know you.
Look, I've got a little bit of an operation. So I'm out here on the pavement. I'm at the Main Street level.
There you go.
When you're home based and it's just you and your technology, that's worm cam level, right?
That's worm cam, absolutely. well, thank you. I think once I figure out what that means, I'm going to reserve my thanks until I figure it out.
Well, you wiggled downtown and had some dealings with some of our big business brother and sister lately, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know what? It's interesting. A lot of companies out there partner with other companies to try and boost their service and what they can offer. And
yep.
I had an experience yesterday, and I'll
just go into Walmart and you'll see that. They got all kinds of other people.
Absolutely, all sorts of partners that have come and walked the front of
eyeglasses
Walmart.
And everything else, yeah.
Exactly. So from restaurants to vendors, even tax returns. You know, at tax season, they have little desks set up there for you to go in and have your tax returns.
So they got banks in there sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was dealing with a company yesterday that an office retailer, you know, one of the superstores, and I went there because they offer to ship via the major shipping companies, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's UPS or FedEx or even U.S. Postal Service, and I'd had some issues with the postal service, so I said, "Okay, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to put a parcel out, and because I needed it to be somewhere the next day, and I figured it'd be easier to work there." So I went in and I took care of it, put it out, and I went the next morning. It was supposed to be delivered the next morning. I put in the tracking number, and it hadn't been picked up yet from the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "Okay, what's up with that?" So I call over to the retailer and they said, "Well, it's not here, so they must have picked it up, and they just didn't scan it." And so I call over to the shipping company. I said, "Where is it?" "Well, if we didn't scan it, we didn't pick it up."
Oh.
So my issue became, who takes ownership? And essentially, neither of them were taking ownership of the problem. Because in all honesty, you know, you deal with a company who is vending out to another company.
Right.
And who owns the problem when the customer is wronged? You know, the person that when I went over to the retailer last night to say, "Hey, what the heck is going on?" They said, "Well, it's not here, so they must have taken it. There's nothing we can do. We can call them, but without a tracking number in their system, you know, without them having scanned it, they have no."
You know,
no
this
position.
almost exact same thing happened to me recently.
How's that?
What you just said?
No. I mean, like I was.
Something got lost.
Yeah.
And the person I was dealing with wouldn't take responsibility, and the shipper said, "We got nothing here."
Right. And that's, you know what,
if you lose
accountability in pursuit of perceived efficiency, then the mission is lost.
Right.
You know, it wasn't such a big deal. It was a document that needed to be somewhere, hopefully, needs to be there tomorrow. Literally,
right.
It needs to be
right.
there tomorrow. But it was promised there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no offer to explore because, in all honesty.
So what wound up happening? You just got lost?
Well, it got lost. Now, I logged on this morning, and it looks like it's in transit. So somewhere along the way, it got found. But
mm-hmm.
nobody was helping me.
That's the thing. Even if they didn't know what went wrong, somebody should have taken ownership and said, "Look, I don't know what's going on here, but we're going to make sure we do whatever we can. And you know, this not only happens in a case like that, and this drives me crazy. I've seen this in small businesses.
Yep.
You buy something, it breaks, you take it back, and they say, oh, well, you know, you have to go to the factory for that. You have to deal with the manufacturer.
You have to go to the manufacturer. Don't
even though
with
I
us.
Just bought it from you.
Right, right. You know, it's funny because you say you go to, like, a company like we were talking about at Walmart. You know, a widget breaks at a Walmart, take it up to customer service. If you have a receipt, they give you your money back. I mean, assuming you're not, like, a chronic or it's an obvious scam. You know, you take it up to the front, they give you your money back. You don't have a receipt, they give you a gift card, you know, or a cash card.
See, a small
whatever.
Business can't afford not to do that.
You can't because
they can't,
you're going to
lose. A small
it
business
to other
can't
people.
Afford. I tell small business owners, never get into a price war. Don't do anything that Walmart does in or the big boxes. That don't try to out whatever them whatever they're doing, except for this one thing.
Right.
And that is whatever you sell, stand behind it 100%, because you can't afford not to.
It's funny. In my writing, my business as a writer, you know, a lot of times we'll get into a negotiation for the product, and I'm not talking price negotiation, although that is part of it, but deliverables. What are you going to give me? So I'm going to give you, you know, X chapters. I'm going to give you X number of words or X number of pages, or it's going to be a website or whatever. And they said, how many revisions do I get?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every contract I have says sufficient revisions until you are reasonably satisfied.
Right.
And you know, it's like, how many revisions? Well, as long as you're not saying, can you go into page 82 and change V to A?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll do it, but, you know, I'm like, until you're reasonably satisfied. Mm-hmm. So if that means one, if that means five, if I'm missing the point and I need to come back in or get on the horn again, you know, someone else will deliver. Okay, so it's either me or don't, it's not me, and someone else is going to do it. And in this instance, you know, both of these companies were pointing the finger in the other direction.
That happens all the time.
It's horrible.
And
it's horrible.
And this is and let me say something. This is never going to change with the big companies.
No.
Small businesses cannot afford to do this. Even if it costs them money to take that back and give people a new one, they should. If I just bought it from you, you should take it back and you should get it fixed.
I got to tell you, you know, with the internet and with services like Yelp and those like them, whether it's Angie's List or whatever. Now that it's free, I believe Angie's List has gone free. To use, you know, my brother sells product on eBay. He's an antique, you know, sort of a quasi-antique dealer. He sweats every review.
Yeah.
And
when
someone gives him a bad review, he immediately reaches out.
Yep. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, gutwords.com is the website, also chief home officer. We got more to come with Jeff from the Wormcam view of a small business after these messages. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.